Two businesses, same industry, similar budgets. One is thriving, one is stuck. If your business is flat, you might be making decisions that guarantee stagnation. Most business owners blame the market, the economy, or their competitors. And growing businesses look inward. I've analysed the data from hundreds of businesses, and the difference comes down to a few brutal, uncomfortable truths. And in this episode, I'm revealing the playbook that separates the winners from losers and how to diagnose which side you're on. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Growth versus stagnation. Let's anchor this in reality. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics and the Business Indicators data, around only 38% of small businesses reported real sales growth over the past year. Meanwhile, 62% reported flat or declining revenue, with many blaming market conditions, but the deep issue is internal. Another stat from Xero Small Business Insights shows that businesses that actively invest in digital channels and customer experience go three times faster than those that rely on traditional tactics alone. These numbers tell us one thing. Growth isn't random. It's predictable. And when you know what to measure and where to focus, but many businesses simply don't. Here's the brutal truth. Growth starts inside, not outside. Let's break this down. If you ask most business owners why they think their growth is stalled, common questions are raised and answers are, we're slow in the market. Customers just aren't spending. Competitors are stealing our customers. We need more reach. And all of these, along with many others, they're just external excuses. Because here's the truth. The businesses that grow look inward first. The businesses that stall point outward first. Growth businesses, they ask these questions. Is our positioning clear? Is our messaging resonating? Do we have a predictable lead system? Are we tracking the right metrics? Are we learning from every campaign, win and loss? Then on the other hand, stalling businesses, they commonly get stuck and bogged down in these things, wondering, why aren't customers just showing up? Why isn't the market booming? When will things get easier? And if you're looking for external reasons first, you're possibly one of them. And that's the first brutal truth. Growth businesses have one thing in common, and that is clarity of message. Data back this up. Let's go. This year, an Australian small business study by Business Queensland found this. Businesses that articulated their value proposition clearly, in writing and across channels, had a four times higher customer engagement and retention. Those that couldn't express what they solved struggled to retain repeat customers. So why is message clarity so critical? Because customers don't buy what you think you do. They buy because of what they think you do. If your marketing says one thing, your sales script says another, your website says a third, your customers get confused. And confusion kills conversion. Clarity accelerates it. Think about it like this. If someone came to your house and your fridge, laundry, and bathroom all had different flooring and lighting, you'd feel a little bit off. Your brand works the same way because consistency builds confidence. Now, this might be the biggest gap. Growth business measure some real metrics. Stalling ones chase those vanity numbers. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Many businesses track likes, followers, open rates, but they don't track CAC, our customer acquisition cost, customer LTV, our lifetime value. lead to conversion ratio, revenue per location. And according to Australian digital economy data, over 60% of SMEs do not have formal metrics tied into revenue growth. And the interpretation of that is they're flying blind, like a pilot navigating by guesswork. In contrast, growth businesses use data like GPS, precise, continuous, directional. Every campaign is measured for revenue impact, not just visibility or engagement. Now let's talk about a phrase I hear constantly. We're busy, but busy does not equal growth, right? Busy can be pretty pictures, social calendars, and random acts of marketing. Growth businesses operate in systems, and a system is something you can document, repeat, and optimize. Here's some examples. A lead generation system, a follow-up nurture sequence, conversion optimization workflows, local and national campaign framework, feedback loops from customers back into strategy. Systems turn activity into outcomes. And activities without systems are just, well, frankly, noise. Growth leaders think systems, stalling leaders think activity. And another brutal truth, what I like to call the mindset divide. Growth is not always comfortable. Growth businesses embrace that discomfort. Stalling ones avoid it. And what does that mean? Here's the difference. Growth businesses test continually. They A/B test, they split audiences, they try new offers, and they measure the output. Stalling businesses fear failure, so they do the same campaign you've always done, or worse, nothing at all. And here's a 2025 insight from the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. Nearly 55% of businesses never test their marketing assumptions. No testing, no learning, no growth. It's like trying to bake a new cake without even tasting the batter. You're guessing. Now let's zoom out for a minute. Marketing isn't a department. It's the oxygen that feeds sales, retention, pricing, culture, and customer experience. Growth businesses align marketing and sales, marketing and product, marketing and customer support, marketing and operations. In stalling businesses, marketing is often a solo act. They do campaigns that aren't connected to pricing changes, sales goals, or product reality. Imagine a band where the drummer isn't listening to the guitarist. It's frustrating for everyone. Growth businesses create this seamless harmony. They align marketing with the whole of business. And here's my final brutal blow. Stalling is a choice. It's tempting to blame the economy, competition, market saturation, timing. But the real cause, in my opinion, is internal. If a business doesn't adapt its marketing, iterating constantly based on data, customer feedback, performance, and strategic clarity, it simply doesn't grow. It stalls. Growth is not a moment, a campaign, a lucky break. Growth is a process, a measurable, intentional, learnable process. Businesses that grow think strategically, they measure intentionally, align across functions, learn from data, act on insights. They iterate consistently. Businesses that stall, they react, they assume, they compare, they guess, they hope, and hope is not a strategy. So before you tell me your business is in a tough spot, ask yourself this. Is my marketing giving me clarity on my real goals? Do we measure outcomes that really matter? Are we operating with systems or just activity? Are we learning from our data or just hoping for growth? And if you're serious about growth, not just busyness, it starts with understanding the difference between hard work and smart work. And if you'd like help auditing your marketing systems, aligning them with strategic goals, measuring what matters, and turning activity into outcome, I invite you to give me a call. Because the difference between growth and stagnation isn't luck. It's deliberate, measurable, repeatable action. And that is where real growth lives. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.